My name is Agnieszka Chłoń-Dominczak, and most of you know me because we've been exchanging emails and everything. However, I will have a couple of roles today. And right now put my hat as a vice rector for research at the Warsaw School of Economics. And on behalf of our rector, I would like to very warmly welcome you in Warsaw at this fourth NDC conference, which is also a conference which is organized as a part of celebrating 120th anniversary of our university. So we are extremely proud that we have survived those 120 years, but also that during those 120 years, we've been assisting various reforms that happened in Poland in the course of time, including especially transition. This is our university faculty members such as Professor Leszek Balcerowicz were involved in the huge transitional reforms of early 1990s, which I think some of you remember, including Professor Nikbar, who advised at that time our government. We've been also involved in the preparation of the pension reform in Poland, introduced the national defined contribution pensions with Marek Góra sitting over there being one of the leaders of these reforms, together with Michał Rutkowski, who at that time took a leave from the World Bank to lead our pension reform office that I had a huge pleasure to be a part of, which is a history how I got in. But if you know, during the coffee break, I can explain. Nothing shameful there. But it is indeed a huge pleasure to welcome you here. And I hope we will have very good 2 days of catching up, discussions, exchanges related to one of the topics which are the most challenging. It is the functioning of pension systems in the times of profound changes, including the demographic change, economic change, but also various megatrends such as digitization, globalization and deglobalization, and all the shocks that we are suffering. Our conference is organized in a partnership with Social Security Institution, and we are extremely grateful to Social Security Institution of being here with us, and especially Prezes Derdziuk, who unfortunately still cannot come, but he was one of the people that was very enthusiastic about partnership with that. We are also another partner is an extremely important partner, which is Swedish Pensions Agency, and thank you very much for being with us. Swedish Pensions Agency has been involved in all four conferences organized along the topics of the NDC, so that's an important continuity that we really appreciate. With that said, I would like to pass the voice to Minister Sebastian Gajewski, Undersecretary of State and the Minister of Family and Social Policy, who also is responsible for the pensions issues in these days, which are very challenging again. And we've been discussing that we've been taking over this important task across different governments, but with the sense of the continuity that we need to hold on to the most important aspects of providing the best and adequate and stable pensions to people in Poland. Minister Gajewski, if I could ask you to come.
Thank you very much. So ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to thank for the invitation. Say it's a great honor for me to have the opportunity to share a few remarks at the opening of the fourth NDC conference 2026, Global Megatrends and the Challenges for Pension Systems. I am a lawyer, so I entered this hall feeling a little bit anxious, being hosted on the best economic university in Poland and having a perspective of presenting opening remarks during economic conference. But I'm also a politician, and you know politicians are always self-confident and know everything the best, so let's stick to this rule. There is not the only ideal pension system designed for all times, all countries, all societies. Its optimal shape is the result of various factors that change over time. Demographic factors, financial factors, economic factors, cultural factors, and political factors. This is why, from my perspective as a politician, as a scientist, there is an obvious need for ongoing debate on the challenges facing the pension system and the best responses to them. These answers are not universal. For this reason, I am very pleased with the initiative of Warsaw Economic University and the Social Insurance Institution that I have the pleasure of overseeing to organize this conference. Today you will be discussing pension plans, a key element of which is the formula for determining the pension amount, comparing the advantages and disadvantages of non-financial defined contribution and financial defined contribution, NDC and FDC. As it was noted in the concept note for today's conference, NDC pension plans have been successfully implemented in many countries, including Poland, Sweden, Norway, and some other countries. That is true. But nevertheless, it is worth noting that Polish opinion polls, despite the defined contribution pension plans' objective advantages like simplicity and transparency, show that Polish society perceives the defined benefit pension plans as a fair and desirable pension plan. Only 25% of Poles believe that the pension amount should depend on the amount of contributions paid, while nearly 70% believe it should depend only on the length of service and earnings during the most profitable years of economic life. More than 25 years after pension reform based on DC pension plan, Poles still adore defined benefit pension plans and are convinced that this pension plan, despite being less transparent and harder to understand, guarantees a fair pension. I think this poses a significant challenge for the discussion about the defined contribution pension plans. As a politician, I would say that these opinion polls really concerns me, and because what I would like to highlight, I am sure that every pension system works only when the society accepts this pension system and understand the rules that it is based on. You will also discuss the pros and cons of the FDC, a pension plan that relies heavily on individual foresight, ownership, and faith in financial markets. As a left-wing politician, I would like to frankly say that I have no faith in financial markets, and I strongly believe that elements of pension system based on individual foresight and profits from financial transactions should be kept to a minimum. However, I don't want to leave you with my political views in this discussion, because this is scientific discussion, not political. But I would like to refer again to the research. Qualitative studies conducted across all age groups in Polish society on perceptions and expectations of the pension system reveal one rule. The closer to retirement age, the greater the belief the individual foresight is impossible to secure in old age. According to older respondents, a state-guaranteed pension based on the principle established by the state should be the primary form of security in old age. And while market solutions are economically attractive, we must remember that society considering retirement, society expects certainty and peace of mind, which financial markets never provide. Thank you for the invitation, and I wish you good discussions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And now I would like to invite Paweł Jaroszek, the Deputy President of Social Security Institution.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure for me to be part of this conference. It's a pity that Mr. Drejczyk couldn't be with us, but he's really, really ill. So let me say a few words about what we are thinking about the condition of NDC, especially condition of ZUS, and which is very interesting about the pension system in Poland from the ZUS perspective. I will switch into Polish, and please,
I will be my
translator. System emerytalny przestał być konstrukcją statyczną, musi działać jak mechanizm automatycznej stabilizacji wobec demografii i rynku pracy.
The pension system ceased to be a static construct. It must act as a mechanism of automatic stabilization against the demographic changes and the labor market.
Publiczna część systemu emerytalnego ma z definicji zapewnić jedynie podstawowy poziom świadczeń po przejściu na emeryturę. Poziom ten jest zwykle niższy od oczekiwań i potrzeb emerytów.
The public part of the pension system should by definition ensure the basic income after retirement. This level is usually lower than expected and lower than needs of the pensioners. The benefits from the pension system,
Świadczenia systemu traktowane jako całość mogą zostać jednak podwyższone przy wykorzystaniu wszystkich elementów formalnego i nieformalnego zabezpieczenia emerytalnego.
The benefits from the pension system as a whole can be definitely increased with using different formal and non-formal elements of social insurance and pension insurance and pension security.
To jest przez większą liczbę dzieci, które w przyszłości będą finansować konsumpcję rodziców, dziadków w ramach systemu emerytalnego oraz transferów wewnątrz rodzinnych.
That is working on fertility, which we will also refer to later, which in the future will finance the consumption of their parents and grandparents as a part of their contributions to the pension system, but also intra-family transfers.
Późniejsze rozpoczęcie, czyli opóźnienie pobierania świadczeń.
Postponing retirement decisions and extending working lives.
A także dodatkowe oszczędzanie zwiększające skalę indywidualnej lokacji dochodu z okresu aktywności na okres pobierania świadczeń na emeryturze.
Individual savings that increase the individual consumption moving between the periods of economic activity to the periods of retirement.
Warto podkreślić, że nie tylko w skali Polski, Europy czy nawet całego świata demografia jest nowym stanem rozchwianej równowagi.
It is worth to underline that not only in Poland, but also in the European and the world context, the demographic processes are in the new state of sort of unstable equilibrium.
Starzenie się populacji to trwała zmiana strukturalna, a nie tylko szok przejściowy.
Population aging is a structural change and not a transitory shock.
Zatem kluczowe wyzwanie to malejąca relacja pracujących do świadczeniobiorców, a nie sam poziom wydatków na świadczenia emerytalne.
Therefore the main challenge is the falling ratio between working people and the pensioners, not the level of pension expenditure per se.
Bardzo ważna jest rola instytucji publicznych, takich jak chociażby Zakład Ubezpieczeń Społecznych, które przestają być wyłącznie płatnikiem świadczeń, a stają się dostawcą informacji, operatorem systemu danych, a także aktorem wpływającym na decyzje jednostek.
And the role of public institutions, such as social insurance institutions and social insurance institutions at large, they cease to be only the payers of benefits. They also provide information, they manage data systems, they also influence retirement behaviors.
NDC definiuje jasno zmienne niezależne, wiek emerytalny, długość życia i zmienne zależne, dodatkowe oszczędzanie na emeryturę, indywidualną decyzję o przejściu na emeryturę.
Notional defined contribution systems define clearly the independent variables such as retirement age and life expectancy, but also dependent variables such as additional pension savings and individual decision when to retire.
To bardzo ważne, bo przenosi to poziom napięcia z poziomu polityki na poziom indywidualnych wyborów.
It is very important because it actually shifts the locus from the policy level to the level of individual choices.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much and wish you a fruitful conference. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And right now I would like to invite Anna Pettersson-Westenberg, Director General of Swedish Pensions Agency, to
present her welcome remarks.
Thank you very much. Maybe I can stand here. Okay. So, distinguished professors, colleagues, and guests, it's a great honor for me to stand here in front of you and to have the speech of the fourth NDC conference. I feel so privileged to address an audience as knowledgeable as you are about pensions and especially about the NDC schemes. My understanding is that if there is anything you, dear audience, don't know about pension, it's not worth knowing, actually. So, and some of you have also been involved in developing and making this fantastic innovation of NDC pensions come to us. So I would actually ask you to please join me in this celebration of you founding fathers and mothers of these systems in a warm applause. I think you really deserve it. So here come the applause. I'm very much looking forward to these 2 days that we have ahead of us. I believe that we all agree that we are more or less a bit proud of these NDC systems and schemes. And I think that's because these designs of these systems are in some way maybe superior to other pension systems, primarily because they combine the financial stability and a clear incentive to work with the fairness that comes with the lifetime income principle, the long-term sustainability, and also without the constant political interference into these systems. So, and by designing them, working with them, and evaluating them, I think we have created a financially robust pension system that provides economic security, welfare and prosperity for millions of retirees in our countries, and that's a great value. We face, on the contrary to this, many challenges in our NDC systems in our different countries. Sweden definitely has challenges, and I will tell you more in the next session about what we have challenged during the last 10 years when it comes to the pension system. And I would love to hear more about your challenges that you have in your countries. I think that meeting and learning from each other and our experiences is a key. All the good ideas that we will get from these 2 days at the conference will help us to develop our pension systems. It's a fantastic opportunity to continue to implement wise reforms and to further develop these well-developed long-term pension system that we have in these its countries. So, dear friends, as you know, the external influence on our economies and pension systems are changing quite rapidly at the moment. The Swedish NDC pension system was developed in the 90s and was implemented in the 2000s. That's 25 years ago now. Time is passing on very fast. And since these 25 years, the economic, the technological, the demographic trends has changed considerably over the years. And unfortunately, we also have a much tougher geopolitical volatile environment at the moment, primarily as a result of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. 25 years ago, we had high growth, strong prospects for the future. We had the 90s crisis behind us, at least in Sweden. Today, I think we are experiencing much more increasing uncertainty about growth, interest rates, and labor supply. Add to that, we also have the AI, the digital transformation. It will also fundamentally transform the labor market, and the way people earn their income. So this will demand reforms of the pension systems and also other security systems, and also the welfare system, as we just discussed here when attending to the conference. So maybe we will have to completely rethink pension systems for the 30s and the 40s that is coming. For instance, what will happen to the lifetime income principle if there are prolonged periods where we don't have any income because of AI and digitization? Will this lifetime income principle be difficult to hold up, or will it be maybe more important than ever? This would be an interesting issue to discuss for me. But despite all of these challenges, I think I stand before you here today and I can conclude that we need to hold up the systems and the strong institutions which pensions are, and also for the future, because it has served our populations very well. I think the key is to continue to develop and implement new reforms to adapt to a world and as it stands today. I think it's crucial for the success of pensions. And that's why I think this conference is so important. It's very nice to have forums like this where we can discuss these complex issues, examine arguments from all angles, and to use our collective competence in this room and to experience to find wise, well-balanced, long-term solutions. I am convinced that we will leave this conference in 2 days strengthened in our conviction that we must continue to develop our robust NDC systems in order to provide economic security, welfare, and prosperity for millions of retirees in our countries. So thank you for your attention and good luck for this conference. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would like right now to invite Marek Góra and Michał Rutkowski to join me here so that we could guide you a bit through what will happen during the next 2 days. I would also like to mention one person which is unfortunately not present here today, but was very much of a spirit both of the notional defined contribution reforms, but also NDC conferences, which is Professor Edward Palmer, who unfortunately, due to family reasons, could not join us today, but he's definitely with us in his thoughts, and he will be contributing to the further developments related to what will happen after the conference, which we will also be discussing later on. I would also like to thank Robert Holtzman and the World Bank team for all the discussions and support during the preparation for the conference, because it's been a continuing activity that all of us have been involved also in Rome and in Stockholm and in Sandham, going backwards. And as it has been mentioned, NDC systems and pension systems suffer multiple challenges, and I think we'll all here discuss those a little bit. I would like, as a demographer, to point out that population aging is a phenomenon that indeed evolved over the past quarter of the century. So we do see that the demographic change becomes more and more profound source of concern for pension systems, and not only pension systems. And to that end, notional defined contribution systems are responding to some of the challenges, but not all of them. And we need to really think about how social security in general, but also public policies, need to be seen together as a sort of a continuous package that will enable to ensure that in the future pensioners receive, as I have mentioned, adequate and stable pensions. We will also discuss various aspects related to functioning of the pension systems, legal development, systemic development, and which we do hope will contribute to the overall conclusion how we can progress with promoting the national pension systems in the future, how we can think about this being a solution that can be potentially adopted also in other countries as these demographic challenges, as I have mentioned, indeed, are becoming more and more important. And let me right now pass the floor to Marek Guran.
Okay, thank you, Agnieszka. Well, I'm really, really happy you're all here. You know, that's the great success. And well, this is the fourth conference after the first three, which were really successful. I hope the one we are starting today will be at least as successful as the previous ones. However, it could be a bit different, so we will see. That depends on a way we will discuss the issues of the non-financial defined contribution system or systems in a broad picture of social policies and pension systems in general. And this large perspective, together with our specific focus on NDC, is something we would like to continue today. And as Agnieszka mentioned, Ed Palmer is not with us. He had to stay for family reasons at Stockholm. And we really miss his presence here. It would be much better if we can do the whole thing together with him. Well, the conference. I would like to focus a couple of issues to be kept at the back of our minds. It's my suggestion. First is, NDC did not exist in the 20th century. Well, this is a kind of phenomenon that appeared recently. Well, this 25 years is quite a long period, but still, well, it's a new arrangement, new in comparison to other arrangements we may apply in pensions, in social security. And NDC did not exist that time because it was hardly implementable that time. So information technology, on one hand, was not so